Welcome back to the Leaders Huddle. This week we tackle the important topic of the OER support form by interviewing two officers who provide a starting point to learning about the OER support form and offering some easy actionable advice. So if you've ever wondered how to complete your OER support form, or better yet, if you ever wonder what the OER support form is, this is the episode you want to listen to. This is the Leaders Huddle Podcast, Episode 5, 5 Tips for Completing Your OER Support Form. Welcome to Leaders Huddle Podcast. Through this podcast, our goal is to educate and inspire the current generation of company-grade officers through advancing the discussion of leadership, professionalism, and building high-performing organizations. I am your host, Captain David Wirt. Our guests for today's episode are Captain Katie Lafitte and Captain Jerry Gorse. Katie, an adjutant officer currently serving as the Director of Resources and Financial Management at ODIA for Army West Point Athletics, has served in multiple battalion and brigade S1 positions, including the 214th Fires Brigade, 4th ID, at Fort Sill, and the 3rd Armored Brigade, 4th ID, at Fort Carson. Welcome to the show, Katie, and thanks for coming to the Leaders Huddle today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Jerry, a return guest, is an aviation officer who commanded the Army's 1st UAS Troop Organic to a Combat Aviation Brigade, and then later commanded an attack reconnaissance helicopter troop as part of the 101st Airborne Air Assault at Fort Campbell. Jerry, thanks again, and welcome back.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
All right, guys, welcome to the show, and let's get into today's content. So, the OER, or Officer Evaluation Support Form, is used as a primary tool for an officer to voice their accomplishments to their rater and senior rater during a given rating period. Every officer has a different experience with how their support form is used, and today we want to offer a few practical tips on how our listeners can complete their OER support form throughout a rating period while also using it as a tool for developing subordinates. So, with that said, Katie, your first suggested tip, let's just jump into it.
The first tip I have would be to start from day one. As we all know, being in high up-tempo units mean that you're constantly training at NTC or JRTC rotations, preparing for deployment or deploying. So many times you can lose track of all the accomplishments during your rating period. When entering into a new position, start your support form immediately. In the new evaluation entry system, or EES as a lot of people refer to it, you can create a support form and keep a working copy in the system. You need to obtain the support form from your rater and your senior rater to integrate their goals into your support form. During the rated period, take the time to get into the system, pull up the working copy, and pretty much monthly update your accomplishments. Use as much qualitative data as possible, for example, numbers of rounds shot during a training exercise, and then at the end of the rating period, you pretty much have your support form written for you.
Katie, I really like that tip. For every OER support form I've used, I always try to keep a running log in my green notebook. I think that's an excellent piece of advice. So our associated action step for number one would be to keep a running log in a spreadsheet or in your green notebook of all your relevant contributions and achievements during that rating period, which leads us to the second tip provided by Jerry.
Yeah, I would agree with everything that Katie said, and I would just elaborate and emphasize on keeping track of everything. In the support form, it's difficult to quantify some things with the certain blocks that are given. So, like, for example, how do you quantify character? Things you could mention is the number, or lack thereof, which is probably better, sharp EO incidents, and what you did to keep that number low, any policies, procedures, or any quantitative things that you actually did to keep that number low. The number of FRG events hosted or sponsored, any community outreach events that you coordinated or led, unit reunions or outreach to veterans in the local community, things of that nature you can actually quantify for character. So to her point, document everything. Going to work every day and living the Army values, that's expected of everyone, and that doesn't necessarily quantify character. So there are many things that you do that will quantify it. You just need to recognize it and then keep that running log for documentation.
Okay, Jerry, can you elaborate a little bit on how you should incorporate your Raider and Senior Raiders OER support form and their priorities into your own?
Yeah, just to go along also with what Katie said, is you have to try and get your Raider or Senior Raider support form so that everything is nested. Your objectives are nested with theirs. However, in some units, in my experience, this is not the norm. In my experience, I've had one Raider support form, and I haven't been able to get the others. If you can't get your hands on your boss's support form, talk to the XO, to the S1, and just try to understand his or her priorities as best you can on top of what you already gather on your own through published documents, interactions. Just go that extra length to try to understand from different folks what the priorities are so that you can nest your priorities with his or hers. That getting the support form doesn't always happen, but you need to make sure that your priorities and our objectives are nested with theirs.
Thanks, Jerry. I think that's an excellent point as far as nesting priorities, especially in the performance objective sections on the second page of the OER support form. And also, I believe that's just a principle of good followership. So our action step for tip number two would be to nest your Raider and Senior Raider's priorities, performance objectives into your own, and then enact them through your behaviors and actions as a leader. So, Katie, for our third tip, you suggest have the OER write itself. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. The old adage is no one cares about your career as much as you. Taking care of yourself and your career is fundamental for success in the Army. When preparing your support form, you want to be descriptive and thorough and supportive of your actual work, so the Raider could simply just copy and paste it into your actual OER form. Ensuring that your support form is complete makes it easier for your Raider to capture your most significant events into your evaluation. Furthermore, the Raider's write-up provides evidence to the Senior Raider and the way that they rate you against the rest of the rated pool. We all know, unfortunately, as a commander in a large brigade combat team, as either a company commander or a troop commander or a battery commander, you may only see the brigade commander, which should be your Senior Raider, only once or twice a month. With dozens of other commanders and captains being Senior Rated by the same person, it's essential that all your accomplishments are qualitative and thorough and outlined in your support form. The same could be true for platoon leaders, executive officers, or any other lieutenant position, and the battalion commander as the Senior Raider.
As a former company commander who wrote several OERs and rated lieutenants as both and also warrant officers, I'm interested to hear some of your insights for those lieutenants out there.
I could not agree more with Katie. As a former troop commander, like you mentioned, I had to write OERs for lieutenants, but in aviation in particular, you have to write a lot of OERs for an entire company or troop of warrant officers as well. So for me, a lot of time was saved if I received a quality OER support form. I could read through it once or twice, make some edits, emphasize certain things that I saw or did not see, and it would be finished. At the battalion commander level and higher, their time is absolutely finite, and not having to start from scratch is very beneficial and valuable, not only to the rater, but to the rated. To this point, nobody knows what you have done more than you. Many junior officers, and I'm struggled with this as well, struggle with the idea of talking about themselves, but you have to take the opportunity in your support form to really outline what you've done and your accomplishments. It's really the only time during that rating period where you'll have the opportunity to do so. In my experiences, I can attest that if you don't, then everything you have done will not be captured. Maybe some things will be, but if you take the time to talk about yourself on that support form and everything that you've done, it will be captured. And I know, speaking from my experiences, most bosses will like that anyway because it makes their life easier.
So speaking about talking about yourself, I think there's a way to be almost be like a professionally selfish and not be narcissistic. So if you want to include some of those quantitative or descriptive accomplishments, make sure you take advantage of the continuation sheet on the support form that your Raider Senior Raider has a full picture of what you've done. And back to Katie's point as far as touch points or engagements with your Senior Raider as the brigade commander, sometimes your brigade commander could be at a different location, and you may see him or him or her interact with them once or twice a quarter. So the more descriptive and quantitative you can be on your support form and having it write itself, I think the better off those support forms will be. So action step number three is take ownership of your support form and be descriptive as possible so it essentially writes itself. So as the Army's transition to the Evaluation Entry System, or EES, the OER process is streamlined, but it's not perfect. So Katie, I see you offer the advice of writing support forms in Word or another word processing system, it's first.
Absolutely. The new EES system is a great way for multiple people to see your real-time support form all at once. So in the system, your rater and senior rater can delegate other people like the S1, and anytime they make an update, anyone who's been delegated in the system to see your OER support form or OER can see it real-time. I've experienced with the old OER support form that an officer tries to do the right thing and write it a couple months before their evaluation is due. They'll email it to their rater or senior rater, and as we know, they get 1,000 emails. It'll get lost in their inbox. And when it's time to write the OER with the old OER support form, a lot of commanders only have time in the afternoon after work hours or on the weekend. So they go into their inbox, try to get the support form that you sent them a couple months ago, and it's just lost. So they start the OER without your support form. So in the new EES system, that kind of mitigates it because they can just log into the system, pull up your OER support form right from the system at any time during the day, even from home, and use your information from the support form to write your OER. But with a new system, as we know, sometimes there's kinks. Unfortunately, the system is down for maintenance from time to time since it's a new system. So make sure as you update your support form, you save a copy to your desktop. That way, if your rater or senior rater need it immediately and the system's down, you can just email it to them. Additionally, the system times out. So whenever you're in there, you could be typing away, and then unfortunately it times out and you've lost all your work. So what I suggest to every officer is to use Microsoft Office and copy and paste what you write from Microsoft Office into the system and click Save. Luckily, the system has a built-in spell check now. If you click on the next box down, it'll show any errors that are in the box above it, but it doesn't necessarily catch all the grammatical errors. So you'll set yourself up for success again by putting it in Microsoft Office and checking it before you put it in the system.
Awesome. Thanks, Katie. So for action step number four, write your initial draft support form in Microsoft Word or another word processing system first before importing it to EES so you can save your work and before it hits your rater, senior rater's inbox. All right, Jerry, bring us home with the last tip.
Okay, this is something that I would always try to impart on those that I was rating, but on the support form, there's a place on the first page for major performance objectives, and then on the second page, there's five other sections for character, presence, etc. I found it helpful to have all of your performance objectives and accomplishments in the five latter sections nest into your 2 to 3 major performance objectives so that everything you do is nested and linked for a specific purpose, and you're not just out there attempting to do a bunch of random things that aren't connected towards an objective. So for example, a major performance objective may read something along the lines of develop a team and set the conditions for our next rendezvous by ensuring the unit is disciplined, trained, safe, and fit. Then in the other five sections, like presence, for example, you can talk about the fit objectives for yourself personally and the unit that you're in charge of, that you're leading. Likewise, in the intellect block, you can break out more specifically what your objectives are for the trained part, possibly discussing your expertise and innovation in a training plan that you developed or proposed. So having everything on the second page linked to your major performance objectives, I think shows a level of continuity and planning and thoughtfulness. Also, to caveat on that, as I mentioned before, try to make it nest with the priorities of your two next higher echelons. Going off on your own and doing, you know, quote, unique things and things that are not nested within the commander's intent does not necessarily make your support form better or jump out or stand out.
So, Jerry, just last question for this tip. So, I remember when I got the new support form, I was coached that on the second page where you write your performance objectives, you're basically saying this is what I want to do for this rating period, and then the block below that for accomplishments and contributions is saying to your rater, this is what I did. Can you elaborate a little more on how you can nest those and relate those to make sure that your rater and senior rater are a little more clear on what you're trying to accomplish during that rating period?
Sure. So to follow up, when listing your major accomplishments for each block and you're in a position of leadership, it's not only important to nest it with your higher headquarters, your next two higher echelons, but to show your rater and senior rater your accomplishments and your objectives, not only for yourself as an individual, but for the unit you're leading. So I would encourage you to list your personal achievements as well as the achievements that resulted from your leadership. So for example, in the develops block, a major contribution may read something along the lines of fostered esprit de corps by preparing 20 soldiers to complete the air assault school and increasing the warfighting capabilities of the platoon. Encouraged and prepared 3 soldiers to attend warrant officer candidate school and 1 get accepted for green to gold program. So that snippet would complete the leadership side of develops, what you did and the effects of your leadership as far as developing. And then I would also add something along the lines of personally graduated from, fill in the blank course, completed X number of credit graduate courses, earned X qualification. Doing that noted how you personally developed, but it also captures the effects of your leadership on development of your organization.
All right, thanks, Jerry. So the action step here is associate your contributions and accomplishments with your performance objectives. And like Jerry recommended, make sure you include both your contributions to how the organization performed or developed and also how you personally performed or developed or the accomplishments you achieved during that rating period. So in recap, the 5 tips and associated action steps are, 1, keep a running log of your significant contributions and accomplishments throughout the rating period. 2, ask for your rater and senior rater support forms and ensure your support form nests with theirs. 3, be descriptive, both qualitatively and quantitatively, so the support form can write itself. 4, use Microsoft Word or another word processor to write your initial draft of the support form, then upload it into EES. And 5, ensure your content in the contributions and accomplishments block are related to your performance objectives block. So Katie and Jerry, I want to thank you again for your time. Since one of our key themes here on the podcast is leader development, I want to close this episode with asking each of you how our listeners can use their support form as a developmental tool for their subordinates, and also if you have an additional resource that you can point our listeners to. So Katie, I'll ask you first.
I would say outline your goals in your support form at the beginning of your assignment and provide it to your subordinates. It will only set you and everyone else for success. Having a common understanding in your company or platoon of what your goals are can translate into your priorities, so they can help you achieve those goals without you even being there. As a resource, S1Net is an awesome resource, and the HRC website under self-service. Also, the AG branch has a YouTube channel, so feel free to get on there to get additional guidance based off of their videos.
And Jerry?
Yeah, I would just say, having been a company commander, the support form can be used as a developmental tool in every counseling, every interaction that occurs between you and your lieutenants or warrant officers. In effect, the support form is a roadmap of where you want to go and where you have been already. You can use it to assess what someone did well or missed the mark on. Additionally, you can use it to identify areas of weakness that will need to be strengthened to be effective at the next higher level, and it promotes open and honest conversations about it. It's a handrail, essentially, for counseling and development, and it's just as useful to the leader as it is for the led. So my recommendation is not to underwhelm the utility and the functionality of the support form, come OER time, of course, but also throughout the entire rating period for both the leader and the led.
All right, guys, thanks again. This wraps up today's Leaders Podcast. Our next show We look at staff time as a junior officer. So we try to debunk the myth that staff time is, for lack of a better term, purgatory, and explore how you can make the most of your staff assignments as a junior officer. You can connect with us on iTunes by subscribing to the podcast and leaving us a rating. We'll be on social media at Facebook and Twitter through the Center for Company Level Leaders page and their Twitter feed. Until next time, remember, elevating your performance and unleashing your potential as a leader takes intentionality and the humility to learn from others. The views expressed in the Leaders Huddle podcast are the opinions of the hosts and guests. The discussion shared here does not represent the official position of the United States Military Academy or the U.S. Army.